May the grace of God that passeth all understanding be with you this morning and forever. We will read this morning for our for our study from the 21st chapter of John, verses 1 through 14, with that prayer of faith that God would feed us. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, righteous and holy God, be with us this morning hour. Help us and guide us. We thank you for our many temple blessings that you have given for us, that you have fed us and closed us, and then with that help us to be content. Dear Lord, we above all things thank you for thy Son, our Savior, Jesus. And we pray as he taught us to pray, saying thus: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. And they say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153, for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. And Jesus saith unto him, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. Amen. I would first want to bring the Again, the greetings of love and God's peace from your brothers and sisters in Spokane area. Many sent greetings. We have this morning a text for our study from the Gospel of John, and it's a post-after Easter text where Jesus again showed himself unto his disciples. In the text, Peter with Thomas and Nathanael and the sons of Zebedee were familiar with the story. They were going to go fishing. And Peter said to those other brothers, I'm going to go. And the other brothers said, oh, we're going to go with you. So they went in the boat and they went out and they fished. And they fished all night and they caught no fish. And then Jesus was there on the shore. And he told them from the shore to cast your net on the other side of the ship. And at Jesus' word, they caught fish. Lots of fish. And matter of fact, it says how many there was. It says there were great fishes, so they must have been big. And it says there was 153 fish, big ones. So from this story, we see that Jesus' word and Jesus working with the disciples, they caught fish. So our text says, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. On this wise showed he himself. We know that this was the third time that he had shown himself. He had shown himself to Mary and to Martha after Easter morning, and to the other brothers. And we know that in this way also he has shown himself to us. We can trust, and even in this first verse of our text, that when Jesus showed himself to those disciples, he has and he will continue to show himself to us. We think about these wounds of Jesus, the ones that Jesus showed to Thomas. We think about these that he said to Thomas. He said, place your hand into my side and be not faithless but believing. He also has preached this message to us, that we also can and do put our hands into his side. And the bloody wounds of Jesus, and in this manner, in the gospel preached, he has showed himself to us. There was together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two other of his disciples. And Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. And they say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. In these dear brothers are our friends, we can say in all truth, Peter and Thomas and Nathanael and the sons of Zebedee and the other two disciples that were there. We see how there was a loving relationship there, where Peter said, I go a-fishing, and those other brothers wanted to go with Peter. And that's how it is even for us in our work that we do. We want to dwell in love and peace with our brethren, that when the brothers have work to do, we want to go with them and work also. We see even in our text that it is a simple matter. Peter said, I go. They said, we go with you. And isn't that how it is even today in God's kingdom? Sometimes we have doubts and we aren't always willing. But our desire is to be as these brothers were, that they want to work together and do the work of God's kingdom. And even when we sometimes aren't as willing as we should be, then we also can talk to the brother and say, brother, I have not been as willing as I should be. I want to work with you, and can you forgive me for my sins? And he will or she will bless you. And we continue to work as these disciples did in willingness and happily. It says, they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and all that night they caught nothing. It can happen in Zion that the work of God's kingdom continues on. And we work and we work and we work for sometimes years and long periods of time. And there isn't always a great harvest as there was, let's say, during the time of Lestadius' time when there was many, many, many repentances. We have been blessed in this time to see a time of work and harvest in Africa and in Ecuador. But as of this time in our own country and in our own continent, there hasn't been much. There has been some, but not a lot. But we see here that the brothers still worked. They were still obedient. They still worked. They still preached. The disciples still did the work of the kingdom. And even as it is in our time of visitation here on this North American continent, we still work. And we, as it's written, we leave the increase to God. We do not know when the time of visitation will and may come according to God's will to the people of our communities. But we walk in faith and prayer that God would awaken the hearts of our neighbors and our friends. I know that you, dear brothers and sisters, I can think of you fathers, and maybe your experience has been the same as mine, that you go to the workplace that you work at, and there is many unbelievers, but even amongst those unbelieving people, there is some that maybe you have gotten to know, and you have to say that you feel and know and love towards those people. Even if they aren't believing, you still feel love towards those people. I can think of my own, a lady that I work with who is my secretary. And she has been my secretary for many years. And I love this lady. She's an older lady that has been close to my father and my uncles for many years, but she's not believing. But my prayer has been that God would give her the grace of repentance. And I know how it is, I'm sure, for the rest of you, that there is people that are like that. And they aren't believers, but we still pray for their undying souls, that they would come unto repentance. And what a glorious day it would be if she would receive the grace of repentance. And what a glorious day it is whenever Jesus calls a lost one into His kingdom. And our prayer as believers here in Zion would be that all men would come unto repentance, and that God would awaken the hearts of our fellow Americans and Canadians, and also in the way that He has worked in Africa and Togo, that in our communities and amongst our friends that we know and work with, that they too would come unto repentance. But we see from our text how the brothers worked, and they worked, and they worked all night, and they didn't catch any fish. But we take comfort from this, that Jesus was on the shore. It says, but when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples didn't know it was Jesus. So Jesus was there still. He was watching His disciples. He knew they were there. He knew that they were working, trying to catch fish. And He wanted to help them. And it was according to His will that they would catch these fish. As He had promised to those brothers before, He said, follow Me and I will make you fishers of men. Remember how many times He said this to the brothers. You think of, one of the first brothers, I think it was Nathan, or Nathaniel, when he was there and Jesus came to him in one of the other Gospels and he was doing his work there. He was collecting taxes, I think, and Jesus said to him, he simply said, follow Me. And he left his work and he got up and he followed Jesus. And that's the same as it is for me, or for us. He says that we simply want to follow Jesus in faith. And we leave the increase to Jesus. We do as these disciples do by faith, trusting in Jesus that He knows all for us. And He knows all things for His plan for the world and for the peoples that we know. These brothers also were disciples in the same manner as we are disciples of Jesus. He said to them, children, have ye any meat? And they answered Him no. And He said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it from the multitude of fishes. We see how the will of God here works, that the brothers were not able to catch fish until Jesus in His time told them to cast the net on the right side of the fish, on the right side of the boat, and they caught fish. We see and understand from this that even as it is in our time of working, our work time, that we preach, we do the work of God's kingdom, and in God's time and His mercy, we will catch fish. And we have to thank God that this has happened, even in our time and visitation in various parts of the globe. And we can trust that it will continue to happen according to Jesus' will. And also as believers, we pray that God will send workers into the harvest, that they would be able to go and catch fish. But even in this work of catching fish, we want to remember that this is a very personal work. That each and every one of us, as children of God and God's kingdom, not just the preachers, but also every one of us are of the royal priesthood, and we all have work to do. And I want to speak to you, grandmothers and you grandpas, and you mothers and fathers, and you dads and you children. that we have a duty to first and preach to each other the gospel. And then also we want to remember that we also preach to our friends and help our friends. And our first and foremost, our Christian friends, but also those that are friends that are on the outside of God's kingdom. A story comes to my mind of my own great-grandmother. My great-grandmother on my mother's side was coming on the boat to America from Ellis Island. From Sweden. She was coming to Ellis Island. And she wasn't believing when she was on the boat. She left Sweden and she wasn't believing. She wasn't a believing woman. But she was on the boat and she found a friend on the boat. And this friend was a preciously believing Finnish woman. And I don't know where they met on the boat, but I know they were on the boat and they were going to Ellis Island. They were both coming to America. And she met this friend. And I'm sure they struck up a conversation. They began to visit. And Jesus was there too. At this time, with these two believing women. Now the woman that visited with my grandmother, I'm sure she didn't know what Jesus' plan was for my grandmother. She wouldn't have known. But she wanted to be friends with this woman that she met on the boat. And Jesus was there. And they're able to speak of faith matters. Came up according to God's will. And my great-grandmother received the grace of repentance on the boat. This was a golden moment, as Luther would have said. It was a golden moment that Jesus gave my great-grandmother grace of repentance. And then she came to America. And she died in living faith. We see from that story, even that little story there, that woman, that Finnish woman that met, I don't know her name or even who she was exactly, but she was friends with my grandma, my great-grandma. And she wanted to talk about about what she had been given. So she talked about her faith and she confessed her faith to my grandmother. And my great-grandmother was given the grace of repentance. This is how it works in God's kingdom. That we send the speakers and they go and do their work as the disciples were sent. But we're all disciples. Every one of us are disciples of Jesus. Followers of Jesus. As He said, follow Him. We follow Him. And we want to be as that little Finnish woman was and confess our faith to our friends and our neighbors. And we don't know what Jesus' plan is on how He works. He works in mysterious ways. We don't always know. We don't know how He will work and who He will call. We just want to let our light shine and confess our faith. And we leave the increase to Jesus. Therefore, when that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, He said, it is the Lord. And now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not that far from land, but it was 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. In this portion here, we see how these two brothers were working together. How that one brother, he said to Peter, he says, it's the Lord. We even see in these couple of verses here how it was that one brother, he preached the gospel to Peter there. What did he say to the Peter? He said, it's the Lord. That's what he said. And we can see the gospel there. Even to Peter there. And isn't it the same message even that we preach to each other, dear brothers and sisters? That when we preach the gospel, the forgiveness of sins, we're saying the same thing as that brother that Jesus loves here. It says, how does he say here? He says, therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. And it doesn't tell us in the scripture who exactly that one that Jesus loved is. And this is for a reason that we don't know exactly who this one that Peter was. We think maybe it was John, but we don't know for sure who that was. And we know this though, that Jesus loves every one of us as His disciples. That we are all the one that Jesus loved. Every one of us. Every one of His disciples. That's who Jesus loved. He loved Peter, and He also loved this one that Jesus loved. And that's His children. That's us. That's all of us. And we are sent in the same way that Jesus sent this one to preach. He said to Peter, He says, therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. And because Jesus revealed unto this one that He loved that it was Him. And that one was given to understand that it was Jesus. So Jesus has revealed unto us that He is who He is. And we are His disciples. And therefore we also preach to the other disciples that it is the Lord. It's not always said the exact way that this one that Jesus loved is, but the message is the same, isn't it, dear brothers and sisters? That we, when we preach the gospel to a brother, our brother, or our sister, a sister to a sister, or a brother to a brother, or however it works out according to God's will, that we say in Jesus' name and blood, it's the Lord. Isn't that who we're talking about? We're telling about that one that is troubled, that has doubts about the Lord. We're preaching about His wounds. We're preaching about His name. That's who we're talking about. Jesus. And in that message of preaching the gospel, in His wounds and His name, we're saying, it's the Lord. Be comforted. Be comforted, dear one. It's the Lord. It's His wounds and His name. And your sins are forgiven. And we uplift each other in this way. And we see how Peter was uplifted from this message. Jesus revealed Himself through His gospel. And then that one that Jesus loved, that disciple, he preached to Peter. He said, it's the Lord, Peter. And Peter jumped out of the boat. He was in such a hurry to go be with his master that he jumped out of the boat. Peter didn't take any time to see how deep the water was. He just jumped because he wanted to be with his master at the word of his brother. He believed what his brother said to him. And he jumped out of the boat and he swam to the shore. It says, now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, that's what he heard. He heard it. That's what it says. It says he heard it. And we know this, dear brothers, faith cometh by hearing. And the same thing happened with Peter. Peter heard the message preached from the brother that Jesus loved. And he said, it's the Lord. And Peter heard it. And Peter believed it. And Peter jumped out of the boat because he wanted to be with Jesus. And we also notice the consistency of God's Word. It is a glorious thing to God that it is so consistent. It's perfectly consistent that the brother preaches the name of Jesus to the other brother hears it, and he believes it, and his faith is restored or increased, or he is given faith, and he and that brother in that message is pointing to Jesus, saying, "It is the Lord, follow him." And he follows Jesus. And that is exactly the way it's been taught in God's kingdom forever. It always has been this way. We know this because if we talked about Nathan and David last night, same thing. Nathan came to David and told David and rebuked David and reminded him to repent, and he repented, and then he pointed, he said, "Your God is not angry with you." And David believed it and rejoiced, and his faith was restored. We see here the same message. It says here, and the other disciples, so here we say that Peter did cast himself into the sea. He did gird himself and then cast himself into this sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as was 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. And as soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon and bread. And Jesus saith unto them, "Bring of the fish which ye have now caught." Peter jumped out of the boat, and then those other brothers came in the boat after Peter. But we see this in this portion, that Peter, he wanted to go be with Jesus, and then they all came to be with Jesus. They all were working together. Peter had heard that word message from the other brother. And isn't that how it all is for us, that we, each and every one of us, sometimes we hear that message preached from the brother, that your sins are forgiven. And we all have had times of being like Peter. And we have all had times of being like the one that Jesus loved, preaching that same message. And we all have had times where we want to be at the same time with the other brothers working together, all as a group following Jesus. They may move to the shore to be with their Lord and Master, to break bread with their Lord and Master. And even in this way, when we celebrate this communion supper here, it's also part of this, that we break bread, we take Jesus' body and His blood, and it's His true body and His true blood. It is His body and His blood. And this is what we believe in faith. It's a meal that we have with Jesus. And with who else do we celebrate this meal with? But with our brothers and sisters, with our fellow disciples. And even this matter is consistent. Because in the Gospels it was there that He celebrated with His disciples. When He gave them the bread, He said, "This is My body and this is My blood. Do this in remembrance of Me." And He's doing the same thing now today. He's still here. Where two or three are gathered together in My name, He said, He's here. We're gathered here together in His name. We're celebrating the same supper that He did, for the same strengthening of faith as He strengthened those brothers' faith. He's yet today strengthening our faith in the same supper, this communion meal. And we see here also that those brothers went to the shore and they were working together in God, as God's kingdom. This group of Jesus, their disciples that Jesus was with. He says they, and the other disciples come in a little ship, for they're not far off, but as it were 200, dragging a net with fishes, so that they even brought the fishes here, the work that they had done, that had worked great, Jesus had blessed in works of faith were done, they came all together here. So even here we know that all of God's kingdom, all together, all where upon the whole entire world, all those that are in living faith, celebrate Jesus' supper. And all are a part of Jesus' body and Jesus' blood. He says, as soon as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. And Simon Peter went up, drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153, for all there were so many, yet it was not the net broke. And Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. We see the work of our Lord and Savior here and how He fed these brothers and sisters, And even here we know and can trust in faith that as He has fed us this weekend, that He will continue to feed us for the rest of our services. And we, many times, we leave the services and sometimes we go into our place of watching. We do go into our place of watching. And sometimes it seems so quickly that the enemy of souls comes after us and starts to assault us right away after we have been refreshed at the services, or maybe we've had a visit with the brother or the sister and we've been able to be refreshed. And many times the enemy of soul comes to us right away and starts to assault us. But we can remember from this portion of the Scripture that Jesus is still with His disciples at all times, and He sends times of refreshing, and He will again bring times of to refreshing to what end. And if we have times where we have doubts and the enemy is assaulting us, what do we do? We can be like Peter. We can just be like Peter. We can go to our brother, and we can talk to the brother, and even if it's our wife or our sibling. Maybe at home, maybe we had a tough time at work, or maybe the children had a hard time at school. We can go talk to the brother or sister and hear about Jesus. And they can say, yeah, it's the Lord, and you can have your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And this is how it works for us. We could do this all the time. Any time we want to do that. There's no limit. Jesus didn't say only this one time or only at the services. We live of faith. We walk on this earth in footsteps of faith. And we live of the gospel, walking on earth. And not just at the services, but every day. Every day we have our place of watching and we walk. When it says we walk the pathway of a child of God, or that straight and narrow pathway, that's what it is. It's a pathway of faith that we walk on earth. And it's every day for us. It's continual. It's always there. It's our walk of faith. We live this walk of faith. And it's that gospel that refreshes us, and we can be like Peter and hear our sins and doubts forgiven. Even now I want to preach that gospel to you, dear brothers and sisters. You can be happy and joyful and believe sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood and be happy. Because your sins are forgiven as Peter's sins were forgiven. And I want to tell to you as that dear that disciple that Jesus loved, that it's the Lord that we follow. And He's here at our services and we follow Him by faith. And He will always take care of us as He took care of Peter and Thomas and everybody else there. And Bartholomew and Nathan and everybody, Nathaniel and everybody else. Jesus said unto them, He said, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask Him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. And Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them fish likewise. And this is now the third time that Jesus showed Himself to His disciples. After that He was risen from the dead. So even in this text we have here, where Jesus said to the disciples, He said, come and dine. We can take this portion, and we believe this portion by faith, that we too can come and dine. Come to the communion table, leaving sins forgiven, come and dine with our Lord Jesus. We partake care of part of His body and His blood in faith, and have our our faith strengthened. And we can then, after these services and after this communion meal, we can have our faith strengthened, and we will go back to our place of watching, and we pray that Jesus will help us to, or give us to, confess our faith and to our friends and to our brethren, and we follow Him to heaven. So, dear brothers and sisters, be free and believe your sins forgiven, and come and dine in this communion supper. In Jesus' name, amen.